Their CEO is Francis Sullivan, who's on the line this morning. Francis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are the current problems you're thinking are in place?
Well, it was pretty obvious yesterday that across all the states and territories, they have different systems. So when you have different systems, they can go to another state, apply again and maybe pass. It's a pretty difficult situation.
But if they're in one state, does that necessarily allow you to work with children in another state? You can't take those sort of the clearance back into the other state with you, can you?
No, that's right. But the point of the exercise, firstly, is that children should be safe everywhere. People working with them should be screened so that children are safe no matter where that is. So we need a national working with children check. And we need the capacity for every state and territory to supply information across borders to employers so that we won't find situations where people who have failed checks in one jurisdiction may have the possibility of passing in another.
And so are you looking for the federal police to take on this role or just to the states to coordinate responses and have the same set of criteria?
We need something much more organised. We need a national system. At the moment, we've got separate systems. We need a national system. We need a proper information technology system so that information is passed quickly. And we need it to be cost-effective so that barriers around price won't be put up as a reason not to do this.
When you say barriers around price, you're talking about the cost of actually doing the check or paying the people to do them?
The cost of doing the check. A lot of governments keep saying that it's all getting very expensive. Next, they'll say that if they are going to change their information systems to match everybody else's, it's all too expensive. We've got to realise that the safety of children is the most important goal, and short-term investment and costs to give us a long-term safe system is well worth it.
And so you're thinking that it isn't far away from getting to that national solution?
Well, look, yesterday was really good. It was a Royal Commission working party, and we started the day hearing about all the reasons why things can't happen, and by the end of the day, we had consensus that there could be minimum standards across Australia, there could be information sharing, and it was possible to see the benefit of putting investment in now. That was a real big change, and those people who are working on this every day for COAG haven't been able to get that sort of consensus in 3 or 4 years. So we need to build on this consensus that was driven by a Royal Commission round table.
Speaking of the Royal Commission, the current hearings are about to get underway for Wollongong abuse victims. What will be the focus there?
Look, the focus on the Wollongong case is about Mr. Nestor now, but Father Nestor before. And it will be looking really at how the local diocese worked persistently over many years to get the Vatican to agree that Father Nestor became Mr. Nestor. In other words, made sure that he was taken out of the priesthood.
And that's the focus of the yes. Royal Commission. Right.
Yes.
Is it an opportunity for locals to be heard?
Look, every time the Royal Commission turns up, they offer people the opportunity to tell their story, usually in private session. It's up to the Royal Commission to determine what stories are presented in public sessions. But in this particular case study, they're wanting to look at the relationship between the Australian Catholic Church and the Vatican. And they'll see that it took a very long time for the penny to drop in the Vatican about how to deal with this issue. We've had criticism like that before. This will be a case study that demonstrates that.
You think the criticism has been heard, has it?
Yeah, there's things that are a lot better in how the Vatican views the handling of child sex abuse. It's not perfect. It's a long way away. The Australian bishops have handled this far better than counterparts in the bureaucracy in the Vatican. Over many years, the bishops had to push very hard because the procedures and policies that were adopted in the Vatican seemed to be blind to the realities of what we had to face here in Australia.
Mm. All right. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Francis Sullivan, the Chief Executive Officer with the Truth, Justice and Healing Council on 97.3. ABC Lawrence, coming up to 17 to 8.